This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is James Robbins, senior editorial writer for The Washington Times. He's recently focused on what he calls the end of democracy in Venezuela as President Hugo Chavez there shuts down more than 30 broadcast facilities critical of his administration. He also is going to offer his thoughts on Hugo Chavez telling his people to be ready for combat as the U.S. sends a few more troops to neighboring Colombia. And Jim, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Greg.
We've known for a while now that Hugo Chavez is pretty much grabbing power step by step. Talk about the significance of shutting down these broadcast entities. We've seen him do this before, but perhaps not this large of an action. What message was he trying to send here?
Well, I think the message is that any criticism of his regime or his attempts to consolidate his presidency for life are going to be stamped out. There's still some few beacons of free speech left in Venezuela, and he's using administrative measures, like in this case a licensing requirement, to go after them so that the only media that will be left in Venezuela will be state-controlled media.
We know that a few years ago, a series of very radical reforms that he wanted to pass got shot down by the voters. How do the voters feel about him in general?
Well, it depends on who you ask. It's really hard to get the straight information out of Venezuela. I think that there's a hard core of people there who think he can do no wrong and who will support him no matter what. He's been spreading money around to the poor through social programs or giveaways. I mean, he's basically trying to set up a mobocracy, if we can call it that, whereas there are still a number of opposition groups and opposition parties that are trying to limit the amount of power that he can have. And he'll periodically come up with things like referenda and other types of seemingly democratic mechanisms that can be rigged that show that he's very popular. But again, without a real opinion poll, without real free voting, without real opposition press, it's hard to tell how people feel about him.
How is life different on a day-to-day basis for the people of Venezuela since he's been drip by drip grabbing authority away from his own people?
Well, Venezuela is a country that's been subsisting on windfall profits from energy, principally oil. So it's fueled Chavez's ability to be able to build up the military, to engage in various kind of social program giveaways and so forth. But the core economy of the country really isn't doing so well. And the main opposition to him come from business people in the middle class who see the place collapsing. But so long as he can continue to monopolize the money coming in from oil, he can underwrite his dictatorship, as we've seen in other countries around the world, like Iran or the authoritarians in Russia and so forth.
We clearly know that the U.S. doesn't have intentions of invading Venezuela, despite what he tells his people. What is the mission of our increasing number of troops in Colombia?
It's the same mission that it's always been. Colombia has had an enduring narco-terrorism problem, a guerrilla problem in the hinterlands. Colombian government has been waging a very successful counterinsurgency campaign down there, particularly in recent years, and the United States has been sending various types of support to Colombia for many years, by the way. This isn't a new thing, to help them with this effort. And I think that Chavez is just using this as an opportunity to kind of whip up hysteria, anti-American or anti-Colombian hysteria, to, again, try to distract people from the problems in the country and to try to centralize his own power.
What is the proper posture for the United States as Chavez goes through all of this power-grabbing exercises? We know President Bush didn't stand for it. President Obama has not really said anything positive about Chavez, but he hasn't been vocal in opposing him either. And, of course, we know that he is on the same side as Chavez in trying to reinstate the ousted president of Honduras. So what do you make of the Obama posture, and what should it be?
Well, it'd be nice if the United States took a stand for freedom, freedom of the press, free speech, free elections, and so forth in Venezuela. I just don't see that happening because the Obama administration, in general, seems more willing to want to mend fences with the dictatorships, whereas the Bush administration took a harder line, a line for idealism and for freedom. So I just don't think that we're going to see a lot of activism on the part of the United States trying to defend press freedom or anything else in Venezuela. And as you mentioned, we're on the Venezuelan and the Cuban side with respect to the Honduras controversy, where their president was trying to mount a Chavez-style coup and set himself up as president for life. So really, our policy is completely the reverse of what it should be.
And given the fact that we're not more vocal in opposing it, are we now encouraging Chavez-like leaders in Ecuador and Bolivia to basically do what they're already trying to do and just do it with more confidence?
Oh, sure. All of the rulers that you mentioned are members of sort of an anti-gringo league, as they call it, an alliance of states in South and Central America who oppose the United States. I mean, Nicaragua is also in on this, and Cuba and some others. And I think that Chavez will be able to continue to use his oil money and his influence to subvert other countries, to solidify this bloc against us, to fund opposition movements in Latin American countries where we still have friends, and generally to cause trouble. And if the United States doesn't take a hard line against this, it's just going to continue.
Jim, unfortunately, our time is up. Always great to have you with us.
Thanks, Greg.
James Robbins is a senior editorial writer for The Washington Times. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.